Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To kick off the show, we do have Congresswoman Claudia Tenney with us this afternoon. Congresswoman, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. And I have to say that I appreciate your sentiment today. I first want to just discuss 9/11 because, and then we can discuss the horrible tragedy and murder of Charlie Kirk. Look, I remember 9/11 like everyone else. It was a horrible time, especially for New Yorkers. My son was 10 years old, so I remember being so terrified that day. And I think a lot of young people don't remember. We didn't know what was coming after 9/11. It was the first plane, the second plane, the third plane into the Pentagon, the fourth plane into Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And the news kept coming out of people we knew or people we were affiliated with. And then there was where there was going to be anthrax and what was coming next and what were the terrorists, what was the grand scheme that the terrorists had planned for us. And I think that uncertainty was also a big part of that day. And I always remember I was afraid to walk out of my house, which is why terrorism is so horrible. I had a 10-year-old. I was a single parent. My parents were across the street. They were both. My father was blind and in a wheelchair. My mother was, you know, had a lot of serious health problems. I was taking care of them. And I just remember, how am I going to do this? I mean, what's this world going to look like? And that was a nightmare for so many people. And then our first responders and people in New York City running into harm's way. I remember calling one of my friends who I knew worked in the World Financial Center right next to the World Trade Center. And I called her and there was no answer. And I said, oh my God, she's gone into the World Trade Center or near it, because everywhere was a disaster. It turned out they shut off the train she took a boat from New Jersey over every day because she lived in New Jersey. And she never got to board the boat, thankfully. But these are stories from thousands of people who knew somebody or something. And one of my childhood friends, my father's law partner's son, was one of the people killed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. A good friend of my parents. We used to spend Christmases with them. And it was just horrific. But everyone has a connection to this horrible day. And I just, you know, that people don't remember it, that they don't remember pure evil and violence and the things that can happen in our world, shows how important it is for us to come together when we need to. And that's one of the greatest things about America is we have done that. We have come together on so many occasions and overcome this. And I think New Yorkers are particularly worthy of praise for how we came together after 9/11 from all over. And I think this is another time where we need to come together. We need to heal. And then the horrible tragedy, just watching this, I was in tears this morning watching, you know, all the different readouts today of what they were saying about the, you know, this plane is not reacting, Flight 11, you know, the American flight, the United flight, and the air traffic controllers, the Eastern Air Defense Sector, which is part of my old district in Congress. And, you know, they were part of helping us locate these planes. I mean, it's just really hard when you've lived through it. But so many people have not. And I think that's why we need to continue to remember But it is a time when we can come together. But I want to remind people that we have been through horrible tragedies in this country. And we've also been through horrible political tragedies where people have been, you know, murdered, whether it's, you know, RFK, JFK, Martin Luther King, so many different people, public figures have been murdered. And we've come together as a country. But there, it does, I have to say, now that I'm an older person, I do feel like this seems different. It seems like we've lost a lot of the empathy and the care that we have for each other, even though we may disagree. And it concerns me a lot. It concerns me, where are we going in the future? And then this horrible situation with Charlie Kirk. I was actually doing an interview on the Mall, celebrating, you know, the Trump tax cuts and the amazing work that we did to empower and bring housing to low-income people in our communities. I was the lead sponsor of two different low-income housing bills that got into the Trump tax cuts, made them permanent, ways to encourage private sector investment into our low-income communities, and also the low-income tax credit that we also passed in that bill to help people who are truly needy in our communities and need a hand up. So, I mean, it's just horrific news. And I know everybody is, you know, extremely reminded and saddened by 9/11, but, you know, shooting a young man who did exactly what you said. You may not have agreed with everything Charlie Kirk had to say, but he was willing to go in where he knew people disagreed with him, and he was willing to have conversations with people. And I think that it's unfortunate that the tradition of our country is robust debate. We have the ability and the requirement to debate as people in this country civilly and in a way that we could respectfully disagree, even in the end, if we're not persuasive to the other side. But murder is never justified under our system of government. It's never justified under our First Amendment. And that's why we have to really dig deep now, everyone on all sides, to try to make sure that we stand for what our founders gave us, which is this vision of self-governance, of respect for each other, and the ability that we can live in in communities, though we may differ in our views.
Yeah, you know, I look at, as you said, at 9/11, and, you know, we came together. United we stand. It was everywhere you turned was a big sign that said, United we stand. And I just feel like we don't do that nowadays. I mean, we go back to, you know, the attempt on President Trump's life in Butler, Pennsylvania. And you saw a lot of the same rhetoric from, again, I will say, people on the very far left that are on social media celebrating it. But, you know, we also heard from a lot of people on both sides that the rhetoric would change. 2 days ago, Chris Murphy's on Twitter saying that we're at war. I mean, when we say that rhetoric's got to change, what does that look like?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, well, like, here's an important point. I know there's a member from Massachusetts just today on, I think it was either CNN or MSNBC, blaming the Republicans for being the people who are violent, had the violent political extremists. And I'm like, isn't this the time when we shouldn't be discussing this right now? Let's talk about where we can find common ground. And I will tell you, one of the most exciting and fun things I've done in Congress, because sometimes Congress isn't that much fun. You know, it's challenging. It's interesting. It's a fight every day to try to, you know, stand up for your district and do what you can. But there are a lot of good people, and there are good people on both sides of the aisle. And my first term, we got stranded in Williamsburg, Virginia, to do our bipartisan freshman orientation. And our now speaker, Mike Johnson, who is a terrific person, a very devout person, a man of deep faith, who is also an honest, decent, good man. And if anybody watched his opening speech on the floor of the House when he first became speaker, you know that that comes from his heart, his background, and who he is. He actually came up with a concept my very first freshman year, called the commitment to civility, because he saw that at that time where there was a lot of anxiety, a lot of people were calling each other names. There were people saying things on social media and monetizing that, making money off it, which is heinous and terrible. But he said, let's come together. And we, as Republicans and Democrats in our freshman class, signed the commitment to civility. We stood up on February 14th, Valentine's Day, in the House of Representatives, and we all talked about our work and our efforts to maintain civility. Now, we might disagree. We might talk about things that, you know, on policy that we disagreed with. But it was really an empowering and great time to come together as freshmen in a new experience in the House of Representatives. I worked with a woman named Lisa Blunt Rochester right now. She's actually the senator from Delaware. We did a lot of the fun things that we did in this group that we pledged. Rajna Krishnamoorthy, who's one of my friends, who serves on the House Intelligence Committee with me. You know, we did an annual renewal of our commitment to civility together. He's a great guy. I don't agree with him on policy, but I really enjoy him. He's fun. He's a great person. So it really gave us a chance to really come together. And then a few years ago, I think it was 2021, we created another thing. It was 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats that said, we need to find a way to go back to the tradition of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Now, they were two diametrically opposed people when it comes to policy and probably their background, but they were dear friends. And we came up with this concept, and we started a group called the Reagan O'Neill Club. And we got together, no fundraising, no publishing of anything, no rhetoric, just time for Republicans and Democrats to get together to talk about where we can find common ground as friends, not necessarily, not to run. There's a lot of these gimmicky groups that they make money off of and everything. Absolutely none of that was allowed. And it's been one of the second probably most fun thing that I've done in getting to know people and getting together with people that I would normally not get together with because of, political divide. And I think we need to do that more because families are divided as well. I mean, we have all that family members that probably are not in the same side of the aisle as we are. But we need to find a way to find common ground, to show the love that we have, that we all care about our country, but we may disagree with policy and how we get to our goals. And unfortunately, though, Joe, I do think some of the people that I think are committing some of these violent acts, whether it's Antifa, which maybe this shooter, it's alleged that he may have a connection to them, don't stand for our constitutional principles. They don't stand for self-governance and freedom and individual rights. They stand for more of a collective, more of a communist, Marxist derivative type of government, which is the opposite of what our government is about. And I think Democrats and Republicans can respectfully disagree on what our Constitution is about. But it is definitely not about Marxism, communism, authoritarianism that we see coming from the left, the Antifas, the violence that's coming from them. And we have people certainly on the right that don't agree with what I think our founding principles are. But I think we need to go back to that. We need to look to people to be virtuous, to care about the golden rule and having moral code that keeps us together, to stop tolerating people who are criminals and making excuses for them, holding people accountable, giving them grace and forgiveness, but also holding them accountable. Those things can happen in our society.
Congresswoman, I completely agree. And you know, just to talk about some of the things that we hear. I mean, we hear the president called a Nazi, a fascist. Does there need to be a call from someone on the left to tell, especially those in elected office, that maybe we don't use those kind of buzzwords?
Absolutely. And that's something that I think if we renew the commitment to civility and also renew, the Reagan O'Neill Club and get back and more active meetings. We were very active until this year. It's with the new election and new people in office. But yeah, I think it's up to the leadership. People in elected office can take a role. And I think that people need to stand up and stop calling the president a Nazi and authoritarian. And I think we need to call things out honestly for what they are. And I try to do that. I try to call balls and strikes based on my, longtime study and interest in the Constitution of the United States and what we stand for. And we can respectfully disagree on how to get there. And we also, one of the things that we did in our commitment to civility was to actually talk about doing bipartisan legislation, which we did a lot of. And I know the Democrats maybe in your audience don't want to hear this, but the president's signature bill, H.R. 1, the tax cuts that we just passed, was filled with language of bipartisan work by the Ways and Means Committee. Friends of mine and colleagues on the Democrat side worked with me on many of these initiatives that are part of that tax cut bill. Now, they didn't vote for it because they're afraid that their far left, people in their districts are not going to vote for them if they supported something that was Donald Trump's signature bill. But why are we've got to get away from this cult of personality, and we're not going to support anything that's Donald Trump, even if we like it. We're not going to support it because it's President Trump. Or we're not going to support something, that another member that we may not like on the left has done, even though it might be something that's common sense and actually coming to the middle, which I think, some people want to see. So I think that's where it's going to take the leadership to do that. And I know the speaker has already reached out to members on our side. And, I know that he's reached out to the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, about bringing us together as a delegation of people who serve in the House. And we need to do this. And I think the president and all leaders across the country need to do that. They need to bring people together and really emphasize that we can work together to uphold our founding principles and also respectfully disagree where we end up on policy.
Absolutely. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, as always, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. And God bless everyone out there who's out there fighting the good fight and standing up for our principles and praying for Charlie Kirk and our first responders and those people who perished on 9/11.
For sure, for sure. That is Congresswoman Claudia Tenney.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.